Hi, this is Robin Wall. What a precious promise we find in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. These verses calm my heart when I'm beginning to feel worry crawling into my thoughts. Here is what they say. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What beautiful and calming words. I am amazed at the peace of God that guards my heart and mind. I have found that the condition to receiving this amazing peace is prayer. The power and peace produced in my life by prayer has been truly amazing. It is incredible to think that I have the opportunity to present my gratitude, mistakes, fears, worries, and burdens for others to the very one who made the universe. Amazingly, he hears and answers. I am told to present my requests to God. He wants me to ask him to help me. I'm not a bother to him, but rather it is truly what he desires for me to do. The words to a dear old song come to my mind, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that pulls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and often escaped the tempter's snare at thy return, sweet hour of prayer. The challenge for you today is this. After listening to this devotion, spend some time in prayer. Just you and God. If you aren't able to pray right now, I encourage you to find your next available window of opportunity. Maybe on your lunch break or on your drive home with the radio and cell phone off. Here's a little helpful tool that has made a difference in my prayer life, and I'd like to share it with you. It is the acronym ACTS. The A stands for Adoration. The C stands for confession, the T stands for thanksgiving, and the S stands for supplication. This is a great way to structure your prayer time. It is helpful for your prayer to begin with thinking about God, adoring his qualities like faithfulness, mercy, power, love, and forgiveness. Then, begin a time of confession. Simply be honest with God about the mistakes that you have made. Ask him to cleanse you and turn away from your sins. Then, have a time when you give thanks. Verbalize your gratitude to him for all that he has done for you and given you. Lastly, take the time to pray for others and for your own needs. Supplication means presenting your request to God, just like Philippians 4:6 tells us to do. Ask God to help you and others in specific ways. I pray that God will bless you today and that you will experience for yourself what I have been blessed to know, the peace of God which transcends all understanding. If time allows right now, turn this CD off and enter into a precious time of prayer with God.